This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And MSNBC anchor suggested that Joe Biden set up a shadow government. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to give us a ring, 24/7, 844-551-8255. So they want Joe Biden to set up a shadow government. And as soon as I heard this, I thought the president has to be laughing his head off. A shadow government from Joe Biden, some one that operates opposite of the president, correcting his so-called mistakes, right? Good hearty laugh. I imagine creepy Joe Biden asking Jill, now, Jill, where did I leave that shadow? Can you help me? And she's like, Joe, let's just go lay down, Joe. I think Jill Biden may be behind this whole creepy thing of making a man with dementia want to be president. Joe Biden, I'm not kidding you. I would love for the camera crew to show Joe Biden after 8 o'clock p.m., wherever he is, keep a camera on him, having dinner, just a casual conversation. I would love to see that. You want to talk about ending his political career? I mean, it's over. But you want to talk about really putting the nail in the coffin? Show Joe Biden after 8 o'clock just having to be coherent, watching a TV show and commenting. You know, Donald Trump, you could keep a camera on that man 24/7 and he would be, it would blow your mind. I'm telling you, as a guy a generation younger than this man, I'm looking at him going, he puts people to shame that are my age or younger. But Captain Demento can't run his own household, much less a shadow government. But I will tell you this, old Joe was part of a shadow government. When he and Obama were in office together, they ran a shadow government. And in fact, many of that administration are going to go to prison. I know people don't believe me, Carl, Art, but they're going to prison. But what Obama and Biden didn't do is they didn't run the actual government. Nothing that administration did could be done in the light of day. They had to do it as a shadow government. Their bills were passed with no transparency. That's the only way they could pass. You think about, you can have your doctor and keep your doctor. Then you get Gruber going, we knew that we wrote things in there that were vague and meant to not be understood. And then the shadow government did something to Justice Roberts to where he rubber stamped it. Now, Biden learned shadow government technique from Obama. But like most things, Biden couldn't carry the load, which is why I'm intrigued that this MSNBC anchor publicly stated her treason. And here's the clip.
When you see President Trump with his erratic leadership and his daily, you know, clown show press conferences, to have real upstanding leaders like Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren talk about Joe Biden in personal terms, the kind of leader he would be, that contrast is really important right now. And it's a contrast that the Biden campaign is going to bank on going forward.
Then do they need to do it in a bigger way? What did you just call it? The president's daily clown show? That's his press briefing? Should Joe Biden be counter-programming that? Should he be creating his own shadow government, shadow cabinet, shadow SWAT team, and getting up there at a podium every night saying, here's the crisis we're in, here's what we need to do to address this?
So Jim Messina was the person who called what Donald Trump does to these pressers a clown show. For the record, I was the first person I can recall when I was on Fox that I called leftist clowns. And now they use the term all the time. I use it on this show all the time because that's exactly the way I see them. I see them dressed up in crazy costumes with the big old feet and the red nose. And I just think of when I see Nancy Pelosi, I see a clown. I'm not even kidding. Chuck Schumer, a clown. Put him in clown outfits. Anyway, Jim Messina called it a clown show. They know that Donald Trump is making people think every time he does one of his, quote, clown shows. They hope they can get Donald Trump to stop by calling a clown. It's reverse psychology 101. The tweets are going to backfire on Donald Trump. He needs to quit tweeting. It's hurting his campaign. Yeah, these pressers are making the president look silly, like a clown. Yeah. Yeah, you keep on pressing on, President Trump. You know what you're doing. You know, look, Captain Delirious has already inserted his foot in his mouth when he suggested that he would not have issued a travel ban. You can't walk that statement back, particularly given all the crap the Democrats and other leftists are still giving the president for doing the right thing. They called Donald Trump a racist. They said he was a Chinese xenophobe. And then the realization came that Trump's quick actions actually save lives. Biden's stance does make one wonder what the media would say if Biden had been in charge and he did not issue the travel ban. What would they have said? Would they have criticized him for acting slowly? Would they have had pressers where people challenged when he should have done it and so on and so forth? The answer is no. Not unless Fox News asked the question, because I'm telling you, the lamestream media that would dare question Trump would not say a word. You already know the answer to this. No matter what Captain Demento would have done, leftists would have praised his actions because that's how the current, here it comes, folks, pay attention, the current shadow government works. And this is what I wanted to get to. Here's something, what's her name? Rule? I forget her first name. Tiffany Rule, not Tiffany. Stephanie. Stephanie Rule of MSNBC saying Joe Biden should set up a shadow government. Something that, and I don't know what her terminology was, but something that effectively challenges the president. Joe Biden is already part of a shadow government. That's the dirty little secret. She's telling you what already exists. How do you think Donald Trump ended up being made the comment that, yeah, I hope the Russians give us Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails? Nobody in their right mind would take that as he's in with the Russians. It was a quip, an off-the-comment quip. And you know what it was meant to do? Make Trump stop doing that. So they tried that. Russian collusion, Russian obstruction in the game. Everybody had information about it. Oh, we'll get Donald Trump. And you know what came of it? Absolutely nothing came of it. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Should Joe Biden be counter-programming that? Should he be creating his own shadow government, shadow cabinet, shadow SWAT team, and getting up there at a podium every night saying, here's the crisis we're in, here's what we need to do to address this?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and that was Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC saying Joe Biden should counter the narrative of President Trump. Shouldn't he be out there doing what he, you know, doing a side issue, you know, talking about this issue on his own, on a podcast, whatever? Hey, Stephanie, he tried it. KevinJacksonShow.com. I hope you get it, download it, pass it along to friends because we certainly need the support. At some point, we got to monetize this or I'm going to stop. You can get your entertainment elsewhere or your information, however you feel that this is. I don't know whether we entertain you or we inform you. I hope we do both. But if we don't figure out a way to get this thing spread out there, then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to say the heck with it. Just a fair warning. And it isn't a threat. It's just I got things to do. I got things that are very important, like SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We are about to introduce curriculum into the world in the most creative way. We are going to steal back curriculum from the left. The programs we are working on will blow your mind. Criminal justice reform and bringing a black vote. There is no group doing more with that than our group. Not one. Not the President's Commission on the Black Vote and Blexit and all this other stuff. We are the active group that's bringing the black vote into the Trump campaign. So, you know, I got things to do. I love hanging out with you guys, but I want to see results. I want to see every one of my followers go out and find somebody. Make an impact for us, because we need it. You know, it's a way to validate. It's kind of like Donald Trump doesn't need money for fundraising, but, you know, he measures. When they do a fundraiser and they raise $5 million in a day, he says, okay, you're out there. You're taking care of us. He doesn't need the money. He can generate $5 million in media instantaneously. He does it because he pays staffers and what have you, but he knows how to run a campaign frugally. But it's a sign, hey, you're out there, you're paying attention. Anyway, we're talking about this shadow government. The reason why the left doesn't want Joe Biden doing these pressers like Trump, Trump goes an hour and a half on a presser. Can you imagine Biden speaking for an hour and a half? What gaffe orgy would you have if Joe Biden spoke for an hour and a half straight on anything? Joe Biden doesn't need to set up a shadow government, folks. It exists. Think about how the media and the Me Too lying skanks refuse to condemn Joey Fingers for sexually abusing Tara Reid. And Tara Reid is exponentially more believable than the trollops that Democrats trotted out to accuse Donald Trump. Remember that litany of clowns represented by Gloria Allred? I mean, women come out of the woodwork. He did this to me. He did that. And they go, Donald Trump doesn't even know it. Well, here's a picture of me. And it would be a picture. You know, if you know, it's like me. I've taken pictures of women. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Oh, Kevin, can I get a picture? Sure. Boom, take a picture, walk away. Boom, take a picture, walk away. Boom. You go anywhere where people, oh my gosh, I miss you with Fox. Can I get a picture? Sure, boom. He sexually assaulted me. I don't even know who you are. Are you kidding? I got a gorgeous woman. So, it's ridiculous that, you know, and I'm just telling you, that's how things get started. But Joey Fingers, I believe he actually did what Tara is claiming that he did. Anyway, the lying skanks who accused Kavanaugh, same thing. If Trump had a Tara Reid, in other words, a legitimate person that could point the finger at him and, you know, and it fit the circumstances, let me tell you, the shadow government would be on Trump like Weinstein on a country bumpkin, like Ugly on Rosie O'Donnell, like Cankles on Clinton. They would be all over this man. But Joey Fingers gets a pass. No longer do the Me Too shrews yell, I believe her, I believe her, and believe all women. I played the clip of Pelosi earlier on Biden where she's like, well, I do believe that women need to be represented, so I believe Biden. And I'm going, yeah, it made me curious. What are you talking about? You believe Biden? Is he a woman? Hardly a media outlet even mentions Tara Reid. And she filed the lawsuit against Joey Fingers Demento. But the shadow government doesn't just cover for Biden's sexual abuse. They act on his behalf in the time of the pandemic. First, the shadow government refuses to blame the Chinese. Travel restrictions against the Chinese were considered racist, but against Europe, there was no comment. Second, renaming the Chinese Wuhan virus to coronavirus and ultimately the clinical COVID-19 showcased how pervasive this shadow government really is. In a time when the Chinese Wuhan infected tens of thousands, ultimately killed thousands, shadow government leftists were complaining about the name of the virus. That's a shadow government. A government that won't recognize the truth. This originated in China. It originated in a bioweapons lab. It has been unleashed on America. And we should look at this as as planes flying into the Twin Towers, and we should say this was an attack on us, intentional or otherwise. It's an attack. The nation should come together. Do Democrats do that? Do leftists want to do that? No. Leftists have played into it because the shadow government exists. And if it didn't exist, we would all be fighting together on this issue. We'd be fighting to make sure that people's livelihoods were good, that people's anxieties were not raised to a level to where they get high blood pressure and start stroking out. They get suicidal. They don't know where their next paycheck's going to come from and so on. But the Democrats don't care about that because the shadow government wants Donald Trump gone. And they will work on behalf of Mr. Magoo if they need to in order to make that happen. Yeah, Trump can do no right with the shadow government. But the problem is they got a demented dude who is their guy. I mean, bungling Biden does not disappoint. Gaffe after gaffe on top of other gaffes. When Biden appears publicly, as I said earlier, it is a gaffe orgy. They do not want this man showcasing his intellect at this point because it doesn't exist. Keep Joe right on point. Don't let him get off track. Watch him sometimes in his interviews with Jill. She will interrupt when she knows he's off track. She will kind of touch his hair or something to remind him, like, hey, you're off track. He'll look over at her with that blank stare of a demented dude. Look, it is what it is. It's a gaffapalooza, and they know what's going to happen. You don't have to believe me. Just watch him. Figure it out for yourselves. So the shadow government exists, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A tentative agreement has been made over funding a small business relief program. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on the plan.
The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
The National Restaurant Association says a lot of workers have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The survey shows more than 8 million workers have lost their job or been furloughed since the start of the pandemic in the United States. More than 60% of restaurant owners say federal programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the price of oil continues to collapse, President Trump says this is a great time to fill our reserves. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The first meteor shower since January will light up the sky tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Astronomy magazine says the view should be particularly good since it's almost a new moon and it won't wash out the meteor showers. Clear skies are expected as well for much of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Should Joe Biden be counter-programming that? Should he be creating his own shadow government, shadow cabinet, shadow SWAT team, and getting up there at a podium every night saying, here's the crisis we're in, here's what we need to do to address this?
I talked about the shadow government that already exists in the U.S. as it pertains to Joe Biden, the shadow government that protected Biden, the shadow government that tried to get Hillary Clinton elected, the shadow government that is currently protecting the people that are part of it, Jim Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, etc. All of them, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. The list is too long to mention. Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, Lisa Page, on and on. There are hundreds, folks, hundreds of people who will be implicated in this attempted coup of the president and the shadow government. And I want to play a clip from the Obama administration. He's a former CIA director of the CIA, deputy director of the CIA. And here's what he said back in 2015 or 16 of President Trump Donald Trump at the time he wasn't president. But here's what he said.
You are who you are. You're not going to change when you become the president of the United States. I didn't see the entire speech today. What I did see were references to isolation, right? References to we got to take care of ourselves rather than the rest of the world. References to trade, bad trade deals. That all concerns me. Here's what I would like to see him do. I would like to see him stand up tomorrow and denounce Putin's military incursion into Ukraine. I'd like to see him denounce Putin's annexation of Crimea. I'd like to see him denounce Putin's assistance to the rebels in eastern Ukraine that resulted in the shootdown of the Malaysian airliner. I'd like to see him renounce what Putin is doing in Syria, supporting a butcher and a dictator. Right? I'd like to see him just stand up and denounce Putin. And I'll tell you that at the end of the day, Putin would have more respect for him than he does now.
Why do you think he doesn't do that? I mean, secretly, some of those things have come up in different ways. For example, why he doesn't denounce Putin in Ukraine. You think it's because he believes Putin did the right thing, or he believes it's okay, or he believes it's okay for them to take over Crimea?
No,
Or because he just doesn't understand the consequences of providing leadership of a country that is, the world's greatest power.
The single thing in my op-ed that got the most attention was I said, this guy's been recruited.
You said he's an agent of the Russian Federation.
Unwitting agent of the Federation. He's been recruited by Putin. That's why he's taken the positions he's taken.
So that was the former CIA director who had just, we're talking about a transition. And he goes on record and he says that the Donald Trump, a man who might become president, is an unwitting agent of the Russian Federation. In other words, he's too stupid. So you voted for, if you were supporting him, you were too stupid to understand why he hadn't denounced any of these Putin actions. I'll ask you right now, you think Russia's better off under Trump or worse off than they were under Obama? You tell me. I hadn't heard Putin's name in a year. Serious, and I'm talking about in serious conversation. Putin hasn't expanded to anything. Putin is fighting for his political life. Have you looked at the price of oil? That's one of Russia's biggest imports, or exports, I mean, is oil. Donald Trump has disrupted that in practically every way, including green energy stuff that's part of the strategy of how do you weaken these countries. The United States, we are now completely independent of the world on fossil fuels. We are an exporter of fossil fuels. But is it our primary thing that we export? No. Not by far. We don't rely on that. We do it as a strategic move to set up against Russia. So I love how these guys, this is a guy that wanted people to believe that Donald Trump was a Russian agent. In fact, people say he is the guy who started the idea with the Democrats of how do you get Trump? You associate him with Russia. And I remember asking people a very simple question. What do you want Trump to do when it comes to Russia? Are they not a country that we have to deal with in the world? Oh, I know they're on the outs because of some of the things that they do, but so is North Korea. Donald Trump reinitiated talks with North Korea where everybody had cut him off. What have you heard about North Korea? Oh, they tried a missile test. It's been nothing. Kim Jong-un is not rattling his saber. He's not, you know, doing things like he was doing under Obama. I don't know what our government is doing to help him, but he's getting help, and he will eventually, at some point, recognize America's part in turning his country into something positive. That's what's going on. But I just want you to understand, when they talk about shadow governments and things like this, you have people that remain in this administration that were just like this guy, Obama's former deputy director of the CIA, who wanted Americans to believe what the narrative about President Trump. He's an unwitting ruse, if you will, of Putin. And they carried that lie as far as they could. Until what happened? Donald Trump fooled them all, got elected, in spite of them. And now they run for their collective lives. Here's Chuck Schumer. I want to replay this as a reminder of what he said about the intelligence community that Donald Trump inherited. These are the people that wanted to get Donald Trump and who he had to work with. And I already played the clip of Barack Obama's former deputy director of the CIA, the very same people that continue to occupy the CIA, the Brennans and the Clappers. Just look at how they feel about Trump. But here's the clip.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you have seen this. I don't want to blindside you with this. This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying, President-elect's latest yeah. unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The yeah. intelligence briefing yeah. on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News, since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
Every time I listen to that clip, I just marvel at the idea of Chuck Schumer, a senator, a senior senator, Senate minority leader, and he says, we know that the clandestine agencies will get you back. If you say anything against them, they have ways to get you. He's telling you exactly how it works. And he doesn't realize it. He's saying, oh, Donald Trump thinks he's going to get away with that. They'll get him. He doesn't understand. You don't mess with them. Really. The president of the United States can't mess with the CIA, can't say, I'm going to hold you responsible. You are going to report the truth. Are you out of your mind, Chuck Schumer? Yeah, but think about who we had president before. Look at what Obama says about Republicans.
One thing everybody has learned by now is that the Republicans occupying the White House and running the U.S. Senate are not interested in progress. They're interested in power. They've shown themselves willing to kick millions off their health insurance and eliminate pre-existing condition protections for millions more. Repeatedly, they've disregarded American principles of rule of law and voting rights and transparency. Basic norms that previous administrations observed regardless of party. Principles that are the bedrock of our democracy. So our country's future hangs on this election. And it won't be easy. The other side has a massive war chest. The other side has a propaganda network with little regard for the truth.
That was a clinic. A clinic says that Republicans aren't interested in progress. How could they be? They've undone everything I've done. Kick people off of insurance. Let me just spare you this, folks. Barack Obama told you exactly what he did. He kicked people off their insurance. Millions of us. Everything Barack Obama said is exactly what he did. He violated the rule of law. It'll come out. Don't worry about it. He says Trump doesn't follow the basic norms of previous administrations. He's telling you about himself. The only thing they don't have is a massive war chest. But who's got the propaganda network? The left. Barack Obama revealed who he is and who the
Democrats are. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have an opportunity now to take in a recovery act, a real recovery. We can fundamentally change the science relating to global warming.
That, of course, was Joe Biden. He was asked a question about the Chinese Wuhan virus, and he answered it with global warming. That was not altered in any way. That was Joe Biden's answer about the Chinese Wuhan virus and what needed to happen. And his mind clicked over to global warming. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. The dude is gone. I can't wait to the first debate, the first extended town hall, whatever. And no matter how they try to prep Joe, look, I'm going to tell you something. Watch for this sign. Everything that Joe Biden does, most of the things that he will do, will be before noon. Before noon in his time zone. Afternoon, Joe goes downhill, and he goes downhill fast. You got to remember, folks, 77-year-old man under enormous pressure to keep all this stuff in his brain. And he's not used to it. He hasn't had to practice. Joe Biden's a liar. He goes, stands in front of an audience. He tells them what they want to hear. He tells them he's the smartest kid in the school. He tells them he's got the best grades. He graduated in top of his class. Everybody loved him. All of the work that he did is his work. He doesn't plagiarize. He doesn't steal ideas or whatever. It's all his. And he rides coattails. And he's been looking for his payday. He got it. And when he got it, he tried to do stuff with his family. Oh, here's Hunter. Go get him a deal. Here's my bro. Go get him a deal. Here's my sister. Get them a deal. No, don't say I did it. But just, you know, they'll be tied to me. Suddenly, the Biden family has become like the Kennedys. Seven Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm just breaking it down for you. I'm telling you what you already know. Maybe I just have the guts to say it. But maybe you do, too. Maybe you've gotten better, more guts these days. But I don't even care about Crazy Joe. That's the Democrats' cross to bear. I actually want to talk about what de Blasio said to New Yorkers. I find what de Blasio said intriguing for many reasons. Because the very problem that New York is having is because of its leaders. New York's director of health, get out there. Don't worry about this virus. Go celebrate New York and Chinatown. Ride those subways. Go to those restaurants or whatever else. All of them. They've all said it. Here's Nancy Pelosi being held to task, believe it or not, by Chris Wallace over that very issue.
As you are right now, have been very critical of President Trump, especially for what you say is the time that he lost initially in January and February in responding to the virus. But I want to point out that on February 24th, you went on a walking tour of Chinatown to try to promote tourism there. And here's some of what you had to say.
That's what we're trying to do today, is to say everything is fine here because the precautions have been taken. We think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come.
If the president underplayed the threat in the early days, Speaker Pelosi, didn't you as well?
No, what we're trying to do is to end the discrimination, the stigma that was going out against the Asian American community. And in fact, if you will look, the record will show that our Chinatown has been a model of containing and preventing the virus. So I'm confident in our folks there and thought it was necessary to offset some of the things that the president and others were saying about Asian Americans and making them a target of violence across the country.
Don't you think that when you're out walking without any mask, I understand this is February, not April when this happened, and saying that there's no threat, it's perfectly safe there, weren't you also adding to this perception that there wasn't such a threat generally?
No, I was saying that you should not discriminate against Chinese Americans, as some in our administration were doing by the way they were labeling the flu and that. No, indeed. And again, I think if you check the record and it's current, you will see that that Chinatown has been a model in all of this. And that's what we're saying. Look to them for answers. Don't look to them to place blame.
Now, in no way did the president discriminate against Chinese or any other Asian Americans. He put a travel ban, because he knew where this disease was coming from. But she says what the president and others were saying. She says that he was making Asians a target. All lies. And by the way, the Asian community knows it. Asians know when they're getting played. Black folks may not, but Asians do. So here they are. Nancy Pelosi wasn't the only one. The person who's over health in New York City said essentially the same thing. But now let's get to what de Blasio said. Because they create this problem themselves. They exacerbate the problem by faking the number of deaths that are associated with this disease and the number of people who have it. They won't tell you that many people have already defeated this disease through their own immune systems. And then they issue warnings, and here's de Blasio.
New Yorkers, you have been extraordinary at social distancing. And let me tell you, it has taken every fiber of our beings to figure out how to do this because we're warm, emotional people. We're used to being close to each other. We're used to being packed into subway cars, and we've had to do the exact opposite and figure out how to keep distance. It's not natural for us. It's not normal for us, but you've done it. You've done an amazing job. Now, look, thank you, everyone who's done it the right way, but we still know there's some people who need to get the message. And that means sometimes making sure the enforcement is there to educate people and make clear we got to have social distancing. So now it is easier than ever when you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem. And now it's as simple as taking a photo. All you got to do is take the photo and put the location with it. And bang, send a photo like this, and we will make sure that enforcement comes right away. Text the photo to 311-692, and action will ensue. Enforcement will come to get the help we need, or you can use the 311 app. Send that photo there, and you'll make sure immediately there's follow-up. Look, this is important. I want to keep reminding people, it's about saving lives. Sending that photo in is going to help make sure that people are kept apart, and that's going to stop the disease from spreading, and that's going to save lives.
Leftist Gestapo. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. De Blasio lays out the plan. Hey, listen, we are warm, emotional people. Yeah, that's what everybody says about New Yorkers. We get packed into subway cars, and we're used to being all crowded in together, but now we got to keep our distance. That's not normal. And now listen, we've got a new set of rules. Even though we're warm people, now we got to stay away from each other. We got to be distanced. But guess what? Some of the people, not you, no, not you, the voter for me, but some of them are not getting the message. Yeah. So we've got to go one step further with enforcement. I love how they put this. We've got to now enforce this. Gotta have social distancing. That's what's gonna save us. It isn't that you're gonna get out there, some of you are gonna get the virus, and you're gonna build up the antibodies, some of you already have them. You know? And, I could give you 50 reasons for people to go back to work, but De Blasio says, no. Social distancing, this is what's gonna save us. Gotta have it. And so, get this. If you see a crowd, if you see something, say something. Don't just say it. Send it to 311-692. Don't just see it. Let us know. Give us the location, and we will dispatch enforcement. It'll be for their own good. If it's a crowd, if it's a line where people are not practicing the 6-foot distance, take a picture of the culprit. We will get somebody there ASAP, and we will dispatch them. Is this Orwellian or what? All right, look. I'm floored that this guy would make this video. If you want to make a video and say, look, guys, we still want to practice social distancing. We know a lot of people aren't. Please do this just for a little while longer. Let's do. No, he wants enforcement. Your supermarket too crowded? Take a picture. Give us the location. We will come and knock heads. You just let us know. God forbid they're wearing a Trump shirt or a Trump hat or a MAGA something. Whoosh. Get help. Yeah, because you know what? Your life is at stake. You may be 40 feet away when you see that line. I was thinking about this. What are nightclubs going to do? What are restaurants going to do in the future if this is the type of thing that can happen? What kind of power are we putting into the hands of these leftists? What do you call these people? Take a photo and send it to us and we'll dispatch somebody? Scary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.